Keep your radio dial right here. You're locked into the hottest news station on the planet. High 702.5 in FM sound. Blazing today's hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Keeping your radio on fire. Bringing you the hottest realest, riskiest talk shows. Ooh. Live 24-7. Live. On High702.5FM.com.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Big Shook, host of the Undrafted Outlaw Sports Show. Man, listen, if you want some real down south, Louisiana-style Cajun food, you need to go check out DB's Cajun Kitchen. Yo, they got lobster and grits, seafood boils, signature fries, signature po' boys, signature egg rolls and desserts. Oh, and my favorite, them gumbo tacos. Yo, they open from 11 to 8, Wednesday to Monday, 7 to 5:30 on Sunday. Located in North Las Vegas at 4343 North Rancho Drive. They even have to-go ordering and catering. Hit them up, 725-780-1850, or go to the website, dbcajunkitchen.com. So, yo, don't just tell your friends about me. Tell them about DB's Cajun Kitchen.
We in the building.
What it do?
What it do? Hey, hey, hey. What up? This, I dressed in all black for this episode. Cause I'ma talk bad about the Cowgirls. They ain't done in free agency.
Don't nobody give a shit.
They let go of Van Lander shoot or whatever his name.
He trash anyway.
And he fucking real lame.
What up, Miss Dillon?
What up, what up? We used to cut the dog food with horse tricks. Store blank, wigging like the warden off of Shawshank. Crack rocking black top, stick chick in the alley giving mad top. Used to call a duty like black ops. Territorial, want my tutorial on that block. Wouldn't drop your laptop on the floor, cause my Mac popped. And that was just the cans, I got hands too. Let's slap box. Hey,
lag out.
I was the king of slap boxing. Shout out to the only niggas who could get with me in the whole school. Marty and little Zach.
Rest in peace, can't Zach. Fight.
Rest in peace, Zach.
You can't fight, you dog skin.
We knock niggas out the most.
Lovely. Y'all talk a lot.
Dark skin niggas knock light skin niggas. We make them look like the El DeBarge photo shoot. Niggas be laying everywhere like a photo booth. You get respect, you get respect. You disrespect, and I'll eject the tech. Hear the second word in the triumph verse from expect the death. Hey, Joel and Sheep, shout out to y'all. Love is love, love is love. It's called Love is Love.
Love is love. Hey, this shit cracking.
Yes, sir.
You're tuned into the Undrafted All Stars Sports Show. I'm your host, I am Big Shook, a.k.a. Sugar Doshies the Great, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me. I'm sitting here chilling in the hooch with my co-host.
Q Mecca, two techs up. You know, Tragic gonna hold you down. My bass bold sound. Niggas mad I'm in the X. All they seeing is her face go.
Okay. Better get this thing started, everybody. Everybody paying attention to the NFL.
Niggas for life.
Is that what that stands for?
Or not for long.
Not for long. Free agency.
It's a lot of movement. It's a lot of movement going on in the free agency.
My bad. But I was going to take that home with me. Hell yeah, we're going to do a recap. Only the notable players. We ain't talking about all these motherfuckers.
Goddamn right. Only the notable ones. And the teams that's going to do something.
The first one I want to bring up is definitely Aaron Donald retiring first.
Yes.
10 years, 10 Pro Bowls.
That's crazy. Only Barry Sanders done that shit.
8-time first team All-Pro. 3-time defense player of the year. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a great career in 10 years.
Super Bowl champion, 111 career sacks in 10 years. That's 11 sacks a year.
Hell yeah. That's great.
First ballot?
Yes, sir. First ballot for AD.
I'm still mad at Jerry Jones.
Why?
Because he passed him up.
Oh, that's because
he passed him up, bro.
Jerry don't be knowing shit.
He passed old. Him up.
He can't even see. He's like, nah, we don't want that type of man on the team. Who we pass him up for? Who did y'all draft instead of him?
I don't remember.
Oh, well, that but
it wasn't him. I just knew Just him playing that. I guess the school he went to, probably. I don't know, because he went to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And he fucking tore it up, bro. I was like, why you passing through it up? He go out there and he showed the fuck out.
And sometimes y'all be passing up players who go to not so noticeable schools.
That's what I'm saying.
That's retarded. One of the players was talking about that. I can't remember who. I think it was Steve Smith.
I bet they do.
Steve Smith, the football player, said that, hey, just because somebody go to a school that you don't know don't mean
or that you don't pay attention to. Right.
Right. They still might get in there and work harder. They come from where they got to work harder. They ain't getting as much notoriety from national notoriety on TV. So,
well, a lot
stop passing them.
I think a lot of people, a lot of teams do that. Because think about it. Like, if you ain't a seasoned coach, you kind of being told who to draft.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they
look even though you are like, hey, look at this dude over here. Like, ah.
Yeah,
if he's there later, we'll get him. If he's there again. If he's there later, we'll get him. You know what I'm saying?
That's
but
true.
But that's why it's like cats that don't get drafted, they get in the league and play. Or somebody like Purdy get picked last and go to Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Because they didn't look at the school. The school didn't do so well.
He was an undersized D tackle, bro. Undersized inside lineman. And he dominated like that.
Dominated.
Dude. He can't.
That mean he had more heart.
Is he on some goat shit?
That mean he had more heart than the. He definitely is. I think he gonna
goat
have
D-line?
Argument. I think he gonna have argument to be in the goat D lineman for
he
sure.
Never got an argument.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aaron Donald.
Shout out to him. Hey, I'm glad. Fuck the Rams.
The Rams didn't really do shit either. I think he was like, well, I ain't trying to get double teamed all fucking 17 games again.
They didn't pick up no defensive players.
Nah.
That's true. I don't know. They picked up Jimmy G or somebody.
They got Jimmy G. And I got another. Well, I got rid of quarterback. I got a cornerback or some shit. Can't remember.
Yeah, they picked up Jimmy G. That's why he retired. I'd have retired too, AD. Like, you picked up this nigga. We trash. We finna lose.
Duh.
I'm out of here.
That's a backup?
Nah.
Shout out to Aaron Donald with a great motherfucking career.
Ten years.
32 years old. They boy chilling out.
Hey, I like it, though.
Boy, go see the world.
Hey, 10 years. If you can retire at 32.
And you've been in Tim Pro
Bowl. You did all that. You're like, look, I ain't even got no. He was tinkering with it. Remember after they won? After they won the Super Bowl a couple years back.
Bro, right.
He was like, I don't know. They paid him a lot. He was like, all right, fuck it, I'm going to come back to get this money. Then he was like, I'm done.
Look at this shit. 10 Pro Bowls, 8 first time All Pros, 3 different players a year, Super Bowl champion, 111 sacks. And career sacks in 10 years. That's like 7 people.
Right. Shit.
And one person. Career. 7 careers.
Yeah, that's crazy. He definitely first ballot Hall of Fame, and he got an argument for the if you call it a Mount Rushmore defensive line, he got an argument to on that.
No, he on that. Ain't no argument.
So this, I would have to sit down and think about the ones, but he definitely one of the.
Now, there's some cats out there, old head. School cats like Deegan Jones, them cats, you can't count them out.
Right.
But Aaron Donald.
Reggie White.
Right.
Bruce Smith. There's some niggas.
Bruce Smith got 200 sacks, bro. 200 of the motherfuckers.
That's crazy. And it's
89 more than Aaron Donald.
Right.
What the fuck? Moving
200
on.
200 sacks is crazy.
Shout out to that 3-time defensive player of the year, the inside lineman.
Yeah, that's crazy,
shit.
Too.
Shout out.
Shout
Aaron
out
Donald.
To you. Glad you're
going. Ram's
gonna
miss that motherfucker.
Now we're going to tear y'all ass up even more.
Kyler Murray said, hey, congratulations. Bye.
Right. He was happy. I ain't want your big ass chasing me now. Now I ain't got to worry about that.
And
cool.
One of the Rams linemen said it, too.
Yeah.
Had he gone.
We're like, we ain't got to defend his ass.
We going to move on. We going to talk about it. He's been out there for a while. Russell Wilson signs a one-year deal with the Steelers. $1.2 million, the minimum.
League minimum. That's a good deal for the Steelers. They got him for cheap because he already getting paid by the Broncos.
I still think that's trash, but hey.
It is. He getting paid from the Broncos, so they got him for cheap, and they could see if he do good, they keep him another year or two. They need a quarterback a long term quarterback.
I mean, there's some out there. The draft ain't happened yet.
I know, but I think they gonna draft one.
Oh,
or gonna try to find
too.
One, and then Russ will just groom them. That's what I think.
Oh, for sure.
So that's a good look for both teams. Russ, you ain't gotta that all that money put a lot of pressure on them. I think in Denver. Now it's just like, okay, we need you to come in here. You got a black coach.
Miss Steeler?
Wife black.
Miss Steeler's still a fan. You like that? Russell Wilson moving there?
You like Russell Wilson coming, or you wanted Jimmy G? And if you wanted Jimmy G, that tells me all I need to know.
They got rid of Deion, what's his name? The receiver?
Deontay Robinson.
Yeah, they got rid of
him. They sent him to Carolina.
When niggas see you to Carolina, they don't give a fuck about
I think he had an attitude.
Yeah, he did. He had a bad one.
Like, dude, you is not.
Wide receivers. Even the
you
great
is not
ones.
Jamar Chase, bro.
Right. Even the great ones. Y'all should have better attitudes. Stop acting like little divas.
Because this cat's at little schools that can play.
Exactly.
And they are picking them up.
And it's great. Jerry Rice wasn't a diva like that. Marvin Harrison. A few of them went Calvin Johnson. They wasn't divas. Y'all need to be out here like girls. Them big ass, if I was a lineman or a DB, I mean a lineman or a linebacker or a defensive lineman, I'd be slapping you little niggas. Hey, shut up talking to the quarterback like that. Catch the ball before we slap your little ass. Y'all niggas be too divish. And that goes for the great ones too that's divish, like Diggs. You be fucking up teams, nigga. They don't want your ass.
I think they're gonna.
Who else a diva? I don't know, but Diggs is definitely the one that cut him out.
Chase.
Right now.
All them LSU Robinson divas.
Oh, yeah, all you LSU niggas. Y'all stop acting like that. We know y'all went to LSU, but that don't mean shit. You supposed to have your quarterbacks back, have a good attitude, be a team player. If you don't get the ball this time, you might not get it. Get open, do your job, block. Go block, nigga.
I think he's throwing the better receivers.
You think who?
Russell Wilson.
You think that he's throwing the better ones than he had in Denver? I agree with you.
Judy didn't do shit.
I agree with you.
I mean, going by the number that it was processed that, you know, they got higher grades than these two, but I think these two got more upside than the dude in Denver. Sutton was pretty good, but he made magic happen out there.
Right. And they got a running back.
Right. And that they got two running backs.
Who else went there? Who else Pittsburgh got?
I know
Najee. They got Najee, yeah.
And I forgot the other dude's name. He pretty good,
he
too.
He good, too?
When Najee
I know
down,
what you're talking about. Yeah. His name is, I picked him up on my fantasy.
Yeah, he pretty good.
Balled out.
And that,
damn, what the hell's name?
Good-ass, two-head.
Yeah, that's right always there. Helped. And you know the defense going to be solid because it's just, that's what the Steelers do.
Yeah,
that
Russell,
old division.
You just get Russell some time. He going to make it happen.
Yeah, I think that's it's a good look for it. It's a good look for the Steelers. The Raiders, y'all tricked out.
Like you said, he with a black coach.
And he with a black coach.
And you know he's gonna revive. I think he's gonna revive his career, bro.
I think it's gonna be good for him. I'd be wanting to see a black man win. Shit.
For sure.
Unless he was a hoe ass nigga.
$1.2 million. I think he get up to $2 million with incentives. Yeah.
That's cool. And if he ball out, I'm sure they're gonna sign him again, maybe another one. Or a 2 year with one option, one and one, something like
There's a rumor out there about they gotta get Justin Fields to back him up. But they gonna have to trade for him.
Who, Justin Fields?
Yeah, but the Bears want a first or a second, and they ain't like, man, you better look. He gonna be on your roster.
Shit, the Bears should have did that shit way earlier. When all the niggas didn't move.
Y'all don't take that fifth round pick, bro. And you take that L, you gonna get what's his name anyway, so you won. I still think they should get Daniels, but that's just me.
Who?
The Bears.
Oh. Over Williams?
Over Williams.
I don't know.
Williams probably throw the ball better. But Daniels can do everything else way better.
I can't wait to see these two niggas, both of them in the
going to Washington, he's set. Because I'm going to give it to Kingsbury. He is a good play caller. And they don't pick a lot of people up there.
Yeah,
Commodore.
Everybody in y'all division getting
Magic
better.
Magic, change the fucking name. The fuck?
Yeah, that I don't like the name Magic. Turns that shit to the Washington shit. I don't even know. Washington Trumps.
Blue Hens.
The Washington White Girl Wizards. Make that shit snazzy, dumbest nigga.
Moving on. This is what we're going to talk about. Kirk.
That nigga got 2 K's in
Kirk
his name.
Kirk Cole. He got a 4-year, $180 million deal with the Atlanta Falcons. Yes, y'all, the Falcons. Over Justin Fields. $100 million. Guaranteed.
Kirk
$45 million a year.
$100 is guaranteed?
$100 million is guaranteed.
Hey, that nigga, who his agent? He got
That's
the
what
best
everybody's
agent.
Saying.
He must got one of the Jewish mafia niggas. Dude, the Jewish
It didn't take no time for him to get there because they talking about they looking at tampering now. As soon as he got there, they was signing him as soon as he came out of the plane out there in Hartsfield.
Damn. Hey, NFL, quit looking into tampering.
Your boy coming off of Achilles.
And he like 30.
They ain't even gave this fool a whole physical yet. And he signed this motherfucker for $100 million.
They was like, we need a quarterback. What pick Washington got? They must don't got a high pick.
Sounds about white. I'm going to say that. But this is my whole thing. You pumping on Kirk Cousins?
Who?
Everybody.
Man, who? I mean.
All the media out there, bro. Kirk Cousins, the best quarterback out there before he started picking up quarterback, before he started picking people. Is he better than Russell Wilson?
I watched quarterback, and I got respect for Kirk Cousins because I've seen the work that he put in. But I don't think he's better than Russell Wilson.
No. To me,
his numbers might look better over, but that's
because he's the best fantasy quarterback out there.
Yeah, Russell Wilson is, to me, a better, more impactful, put it that way. Yes. And I'll look at impact. It's two types of niggas in the world. Niggas who look at stats and niggas who look at impact.
Right.
I look at impact. That's just me. Some niggas be like, impact, it's stats.
Gonna put the stats out there. And sometimes you ain't got the stats, but you got the impact.
Right. And sometimes you got both.
And sometimes you got both that back it up. Mm-hmm. When you got stats to back it up, then you can't ain't no argument.
But if stats impact, good and your impact ain't,
that's the argument.
That's what people say Kirk Cousins is, the stats with no impact. And it's an argument for it.
This is me. Him and Dak the same quarterback. He just been in it longer than Dak.
Well, they both white.
12 years. One playoff win. $180 million.
Hey, get your money, white boy.
But ain't nobody said nothing about him but what you just said. But soon as Dak won't trying to get $60 million.
They hating on him. They bring up the playoff wins.
Right. Yeah, got the same amount Kirk fucking Cousins.
That is a fact, what my shit guy.
Kirk Cousins got $330 million guaranteed out of the whole NFL.
Well, that nigga guaranteed. Put a clinic on.
$330 million guaranteed from the NFL. One playoff win. 77-67-2.
Damn.
$100 million guaranteed. Fuck out of here.
Hey, Kirk, I ain't mad at you. Let me borrow $50 million.
He ain't get no blowback.
No blowback. They don't. That's true.
That's what I'm talking about.
Do you think it's because he white? Because Dak almost white. Dak got a white girl.
He black. Stop.
You got a white girl.
Everybody got a white girl.
Hey, white girls. Hey, white girls. I don't think I can fuck with y'all, but salute to the niggas that can. I like a black queen with cocoa butter on their motherfucking skin.
That's a different argument. There's a reason they're picking them up. We gonna let them argue that, right?
Oh, yeah. I know the reason.
But that's my thing about Kirk Cousins.
Hey, Kirk, you...
Russell Wilson get a 1.2.
Yeah, that's true.
This dude get 180.
I can't argue.
And he got a Super Bowl.
I can't argue from the other side. Look, it seems like Kirk Cousins is a beneficiary. You nigga, big words. Of white privilege.
Beneficiary. He used that goddamn franchise tag up.
Hey, they should have kept putting him on.
And he kept laying the ass out.
Hell yeah, and I ain't mad at him.
Okay, I'll take it.
I ain't mad at Kirk Cousins. You're a beneficiary of white privilege. We understand. Hey, why we be shocked in America when white people be white people?
I'm not chipping off that. I'm chipping off Russell Wilson and Dak.
Them niggas is not white.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. When I say white people.
No, that means, what I'm saying is we understand why. We understand why. People act like, that's messed up. Like,
nigga, America's been messed up for niggas since nigga 1600.
You just keep getting shot, which is the funny part.
Yeah, we just keep being.
Why you keep getting surprised?
That's because the white people entice us like, oh, we're all equal. And then
that about to get $200 million.
Hey, if that get $200 million, y'all better say, America.
It's going to be 4 years, though.
Make America hate. Because Dak ain't shit.
He about to get 200 plus.
Hey, Dak, get your money. Fuck it.
Get your fucking money.
Because we love playing against you.
Kirk Cousins, you already laying the ass out. It's going to be 4-10. when it's sit over with, it's going to be 4-10. Hey,
Russell, get your money, too. From Denver, sorry ass.
I think
he's
going to blow up after that. Come on, stop playing with me.
Get your money from Denver, sorry ass. Russ.
They got to pay him each game, too.
Tell them niggas to pay you in nickels.
I don't want
no loan,
so I want you to send me a check.
Right. Send me a check, a cashier's check.
We're going to move on to another quarterback. Baker Mayfield and got back in the league. 3 years, $100 million with the Bucks.
Damn.
$35 million guaranteed.
So y'all mean to tell me that Baker Mayfield could get money too?
Baker Mayfield got over $100 million.
And over, well, Justin Fields.
More than Russ, like she said.
More, right, that's what I'm saying.
Y'all complexion of protection, look, like she said.
Complexion of protection. Hey, that's what we need to start doing as black people. Let's do it. Let's do what they do.
This is the crazy part.
Instead of be mad at them.
Baker Mayfield, basically Tampa gave him a shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he know he's good. So he go in there and do his thing. Then he hold Tampa for a ransom. I'm going to go to another team then.
Mm-hmm.
They give him $100 million.
Right.
Y'all could have had Kirk Cousins.
Right. Y'all could have got Kirk.
But I guess Baker was cheaper. They re-signed Mike Evans. 2 years, $52 million, $35 million guaranteed. He's staying. I guess that's why they signed Baker. I'm pretty sure he had someone Baker staying.
Mike Evans had a really good career in 10 years.
1,000 yards like every year, I think.
10 years, 10 years, yeah. Baker, I don't believe in you, but you got your money.
So you hot, if you they hot
pay,
right now.
If they pay you, then take the money, shit.
Right.
I ain't never being mad at that, but I don't believe in you. Didn't they make the playoffs last year? This year? They lost in the playoffs to the first game. Did they lose the first game? Or did they make it to the second game?
I think they beat.
Oh, yeah, they beat somebody.
They beat the Eagles. Lost to Detroit.
Yeah, that's right.
They beat the Shiggles. Shout out
and
to the Shiggles.
They played Detroit good, too. Shit.
Right. Shout out to the Shiggles.
Well, Mayfield, I give you a little more credit, brother. You won a playoff game and almost won, too.
Yeah, I thought about that bake show. Moving on, we're going to the running back. Saquon Barkley signed a 3-year, $38 million deal with the Eagles. He went home team?
Man, why
wow.
Send the nigga to the division?
That part.
The Giants, y'all, what y'all doing? Y'all fucking up. Saquon, good job, boy. Go out there and ball out.
He's a free agent, though. They can't ain't trade him.
They should have paid him. All right. Paid him and told him, hey, nigga, you can't go to the division.
$38 million, 3 years, 46, worth up to 46. Tiki Barber said, you are dead to me.
Tiki Barber, no one gives a hell. Who are you?
He was joking.
Oh.
But I think people took that shit out of context.
Oh, well, if it was a joke, then Saquon should have been like, listen, man, I'm going to send you a couple white girls out here from Philly.
He said it on the podcast, on his show or whatever. But they only sent the text. You know, mm-hmm. They make memes and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So people thought it was real.
People thought he was serious. But I didn't think he was serious.
But when you see the video, you saw the podcast, you see he was joking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't think it was serious anyway. We be trying to be faked outrage over shit.
See how people get up in their ass about this shit? Even Saquon got like that.
I know Saquon should have. That's because niggas just be looking at the meme or the clip. They don't look at the context. And that's what always. We in the era of that where you can send some. Maybe people gonna take everything out of context and then get outraged.
Right.
We need to stop getting outraged, first of all. Sit the fuck down.
Get the fuck out your feelings.
Get
bro.
Out. Yeah, we too. Dave Chappelle says America made a bunch of bitch ass niggas. We in a country full of bitch ass niggas. Everybody want to be outraged or hurt or offended.
You can't
shut
say
the
that.
Fuck up. Sit down. We can say what we want to say. Do what we want to do. If a nigga want to make a joke with his fellow running back, let him make a joke without y'all going all up in arms. Oh my god. And it's football. It's the business. Nigga, you don't stay on the same team.
Shut y'all ass career. Up. Ain't nobody stay on their team now. Everybody. Right. Can't get nobody a jersey unless you get 15 of them.
Right. Exactly. So, y'all niggas stop taking shit seriously.
I'm kind of upset. I thought Jerry was going to go get him, but Jerry, we going to get to him. Packers signed running back Josh Jacobs. 4 years, $48
million. Packers, nigga, they making moves. But
they're getting better.
Did they watch? I don't know. I don't know. He better than Aaron. Aaron Jones. Yeah. I don't know if Jacob's better than Aaron Jones, but he might be younger.
He better than Aaron Jones.
Is he?
Yeah.
I ain't can tell, bro.
I think he's better.
Jacobs didn't have
you
a good
going
year
off
last year.
Year. Right, you going
Aaron
off last
Jones,
year.
But Aaron Jones been balling since he was helped Aaron Rodgers a little bit more.
Say,
so I don't
say
know,
it
man.
Again?
Aaron Jones had a good.
With who?
Yeah, he helped Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you.
He helped Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you.
A lot, because they didn't have no running game.
Aaron Rodgers, thank you. Let him have Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
He had Carr.
Who did?
Jacobs.
I know, but he's Jacobs bald still. But I don't
That's
know
my
you,
point.
I don't know if you can say he's better if he ain't done it as long. That's what I'm saying.
He's a home run hitter than me. Like them runs that Jones has in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob went to the house.
All right, we'll see. I don't know.
I think it's a great pickup, actually.
We're going
to
see.
I'm shocked the Lakers. The Raiders let him go.
I am, too, but they was hating on him last year. They didn't want to really pay him. I ain't shocked, I guess. It's shocking, but I ain't shocked, put it that way. I think that Green Bay making some moves. They're going to be pretty good, man. Watch out for them motherfuckers.
For real.
There's going to be some good teams coming out of the motherfucking NFC.
Right.
And we still over here losing in the Super Bowl.
His contract is one-year deals.
Who?
Aaron? Jacobs.
Oh, see?
They're all one-year deals.
Damn, that's crazy. Hey, I'll just quit doing running backs like that. We talked about that already. Y'all motherfuckers keep
it. It's kind of a good thing. Ain't no guaranteed money either. He's basically going to get what he's going to get.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Another running back that I'm mad about with Jerry. The Titans running back Derrick Henry signed 2 years, $16 million with the fucking Ravens.
Ravens,
bro.
That's unfair.
That's like when
KD went to the motherfucking Warriors. Why y'all let that happen? Everybody in the league.
Bro,
Kansas City, y'all fucked up. Y'all should have tried to get him or block him or send him somewhere else. Send him to the NFC. Now.
For $16 million?
Now.
Come on,
Jerry. The Ravens might whoop everybody ass. They already whooped everybody ass almost last year, except Kansas City. They might whoop everybody ass this year now. God damn it. And they sent Odell Beckham. Get your Foster Tip ass out of here.
They're going to have to get him $50
million. Who?
The Ravens. That's why they got rid of him.
I would have got rid of him too. Nigga, you wasn't worth 10, 5,
They had to get him $50 million. Even if he was, they probably weren't going to get him because he's old. But they had to cut him.
I feel you. Yeah. But I had him on my fantasy.
He ain't no fantasy player right now.
Nigga,
he's a possession receiver kind of.
He wasn't even that.
Spotlight receiver.
That nigga was a.
He'll catch a first down and show out.
That nigga called.
One for one.
I bet you if we look at that nigga's stats, he had under 50 catches.
She said, I'm not happy about that. Now we got to face Derrick Henry. Twice! Fuck you mean? You going to need more than Russell Wilson? Yeah, I got to play that motherfucker twice. And he's trying to get a ring. And he is still in shape.
Yeah, that nigga, he got a good chance to get a ring this year.
2 years, or in the next couple million, years, $9 million guaranteed the first year.
As long as the offensive coordinators don't fuck up and not run them, because you know that's what they like to do. Why y'all don't like to run people?
Him and Lamar are an RPO, and both of them go to the house. Both of them go to the house.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Both of them, and they got rid of Gus. They like Gus, get your ass out of here. And they was like, we bringing in Derek. I can't believe Tennessee trying to get rid of Derek. And then they picked up. Who'd they pick up?
Tony Pollard. 3 year, $24 million. You can, and that same amount of money. You can't get that shit to Derek?
Derek probably was like, I'm done with y'all.
He probably said, don't sign me back.
Probably said, I'm done with y'all. That's what I was thinking. Because if I don't understand why they would sign Tony Pollard. Unless you had Derek Henry too, then you see the 1-2 punch.
No, he was a free agent.
I know, but that's my point. Nigga, did they watch that nigga last year with y'all?
Right, but this is my thing. It's 3 years, $84 million. It's the same amount that the damn Raven just gave fucking Henry. What the fuck?
I think let me tell you the only thing that it makes sense to me. Derrick Henry was done with day ass.
Yeah, I think he was done. I think he was done.
He was like, man, I'm out of here. Y'all niggas gonna throw the ball. I can't never win shit here. Yeah, and I'm only one doing some shit. I'm out of here. So, I think he was done with him, and I think that's why he was trying to look for trading him earlier in last year.
Yeah, he was
so I think he's done for them niggas. I know he's too good to really trade, but if he done with you, then he done with you.
Yeah, I give you that.
So, shout out to going to a team that give you a chance to try to win something.
And that's probably what
niggas
they
do not be wanting to stay losing. And niggas who really good don't be wanting to just be good and lose all the fucking time.
But this is your argument though. You say get your money.
Oh yeah, niggas want to get their money first,
and that's kind of what he did. He got his money in the younger years. Now he getting to the other side. Let me go get a ring for this $16 million.
I feel him. Or he believed in the team he was with. Like, yo, y'all gonna help? We gonna get better?
Oh,
like,
yeah. With Vrabel gone, he ain't going back to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause you know they rebuilding, but which is cool. I mean, he's a free agent. He went somewhere that needed a good running back like him. I think anybody would have took him.
Most teams would have took. There's only a couple teams that probably wouldn't have took him.
Jerry,
and I don't know the teams.
This is what he said about Dallas. He said, "I ain't even get a phone call from Dallas. That's what he said.
But you already knew that, nigga. Don't be you acting like
a saying. No, this is what I'm saying. Everybody out there, all them other talking heads,
what they
been saying this shit before, after the trade deadline. Like they should have got Henry.
Who?
Henry.
Who should have got Henry?
Dallas. Like he's still out there. He's still out
there. Why?
They think he's gonna be more money than what he's gonna get. I guess they didn't want to pay him that much.
My thing is, Dallas be showing you their fucking track record. They ain't wasn't finna pay that nigga.
They ain't paying nobody.
They ain't want to pay DeMarco Murray.
Because you got to pay these guys.
Yeah, they got to pay too many niggas.
You got to pay too many
guys. There's too many niggas they got to pay. All of them ain't going to get paid. So they about to, you're going to lose some.
They got to pay that.
Exactly.
And they got to pay CD. So they probably got to wait a year.
Yeah, exactly.
And they got to understand Dak. So just so it won't go over. Just to give CD some money.
And, right. So they should be go to Dak and be like, listen, you need to do a Patrick Mahomes. Hey, I don't know if y'all know
Dak,
this,
Dak, fuck him. Get your money.
I ain't mad at Dak.
Kirk Cousins got his. You fucking get yours. Hey, I don't give a shit what you doing during the playoffs. Hey,
I am get not your mad fucking at money. What you saying. Because I think.
Because everybody else can do it, he can do it too. Fuck that. Don't give them a dime back. Don't take no pay cut. Fuck that.
I agree. Fuck it. Give me
fuck
my money.
Jerry. Jerry, you knew this shit was coming.
Yep. It's a fact. When it don't benefit the players, y'all be like, oh, it's business.
I don't
give a
shit.
So when it don't benefit y'all, when the players get to crack y'all over the head, they shouldn't be empathetic. Oh, loyalty. What about the team? Fuck all that. When you cut niggas, you don't say that. So give me all my money, and I ain't taking no pay cut.
It's cats on
care
here
about what you doing with other niggas.
It's cats on here that took a pay cut last year. They're not on the team no more.
Right. So that tells you that.
Mixon from Cincinnati took a pay cut last year, got $2 million. They were going to cut him. They ain't no trading before they cut him to the Texans. They gave this fool $38
million. Yep. So it's
just, he made $2 million last year with the Bengals.
That tells you a lot. That's all you need to know.
I ain't thinking about you, bro.
I tried to do the team a favor, and y'all sent the nigga off or tried to send a nigga off, trading a nigga, about to cut a nigga. Hey, I ain't doing no teams no favor. Hey, get your money while y'all can. That's the only thing. All the other shit. Don't let the teams be trying. The teams just play both sides. They be like, oh, you're a team. What about your teammates? Listen, they're only teammates in theory. We're all independent contractors. We all got different salaries, different amount of money, different bills and families and all that shit.
In the locker room, on the field, it's a mind thing.
Facts.
Outside that damn...
It's a business.
That stadium, you yourself.
And it's a business.
Exactly. You your business.
Y'all
you
always are your tell business. The niggas when you cut them, it's a business.
You are your business.
You always tell niggas when you do
it's
a shit,
it's just
business.
A part of the business.
Yeah.
So it's well, a business I want my money. That
exactly.
is a business.
I agree. I'm always for the players. I'm always for the players getting money because we don't watch that shit for the owners. Nigga, we watch the players. So get y'all money. Don't let the owners, they already be shafting y'all. Let them shaft y'all. At least give you some jelly and a kiss, an omelet, a taco afterwards, some shit. Instead
team,
of just shaft.
Plaque, a keychain. Can I get a Jets keychain?
Right, a shot glass, nigga. Cool.
Can I even get my jersey? Yeah, I give my jersey back too.
Yeah, somebody up wants that number.
So yeah, get your money, Dak. Fuck that shit. Don't take no. Don't fuck Micah for all them. Hey, they gonna try to say, hey, Micah, we got nah. Fuck that. Pay me and then go pay them. You got enough money. Y'all billionaires. Y'all make billions of dollars in revenue.
Shit.
Y'all ain't paying us billions, so. Pay us.
Matter of fact, Dak, hold out if you need to. I don't even give a shit.
Right. Let me
get
come
your
in
money.
And start.
200. If Burrow them can get that shit without no ring, you can get one too.
Right.
200
That's
million.
Fact. Don't let them say, oh, you ain't got a ring while we ain't paying you because he only nigga got rings, Patrick.
He beating everybody ass.
And he ain't taking the most money.
He got it right.
He That's like a correlation.
Like the fifth most already.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah. Don't let the niggas like, let that ring talk dissuade you. Like, oh, yeah, you true. Nah, fuck y'all. Nobody got a ring except Patrick.
We're going to move on. Speaking of talking about Patrick took a – he restructured his contract, free up $21 million. They pick up Hollywood Brown. 1 year, $11 million signed with the Chiefs. Bruh, I don't know about this.
Hollywood Brown?
Yes. I don't know. I don't think they're going to be fucked with. They got more money to fuck with other people, too.
They
got money to get another receiver, bro.
Nigga, they better because Baltimore coming.
What up, Shouty?
Baltimore's coming. Hey.
The Ravens are coming.
That's who Baltimore is, nigga.
Duh. But, and they seen them get Derrick Henry.
I know.
Are you going to stop us in the air? You can run all you want. We got Chris Jones back. Speaking of Chris Jones.
Nigga, you watch that game. Baltimore stopped. Them niggas didn't move. Patrick Mahomes, them. Baltimore defense stopped them niggas that whole second half. They offense just couldn't do shit. So, Baltimore defense the truth, man. That nigga Hamilton, hey, that nigga's going to be a star.
Hamilton the truth. He's like Bob Sanders.
Exactly. Exactly. And Bob was a game changer when he was not hurt.
Yes, he was.
The nigga was hurt a lot. But when he wasn't hurt, that nigga was unbelievable.
He was a beast.
But I'm can't look forward to see that game, that matchup. Hopefully they play in the regular season, too. I want to see two games.
Yeah.
So that would be dope. But, of course, you can't never count Patrick. I already know. I learned two times.
Two times
he learned me. Like, yo, y'all niggas, y'all took the ball first? Oh, they wild.
You need more points.
He said that shit as soon as we took the ball first. What? They don't know what
I said doing. That shit. They took the ball first? I said, oh, they must believe in him and Purdy.
Shit.
You didn't know the rule.
Even if you believe
in him. You don't know. You better lie. You're not about firing Wilkes. You sorry, motherfucker.
Hey, no, that ain't true. They fired Wilkes because he deserved it.
I can't stand your ass right now.
Wilkes, you deserve to be
all
fired.
All them of us should be fired right now.
The only reason y'all ain't fired is because Purdy is good. If he wasn't, everybody should be fired.
Check this out. Chris Jones, $95 million guaranteed. Hey, 5-year deal. Important. All of that shit is guaranteed.
Hey, shout out for...
God damn.
No, shout out to the Chiefs for paying a nigga like he should be paid.
But hold up, though. And he should be paid. But remember, he missed the first two games last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they paid him. They lost to Detroit.
One. Yeah, they won one.
And they won. Yeah. And they almost lost to somebody they should
have
beat.
Yeah, they lost. Yeah.
And they signed him.
And then he went back. And
went to the Super Bowl.
And their defense was the best Patrick defense ever had.
And they was thought to catch the ball in the playoffs.
Yep. That's a fact.
And that's what my boy said. He's Detroit fan. He said, when they start catching the ball, they might not be getting about a fuck with him, probably. And he was
right. I mean, shit. I ain't mad at that. I agree.
He was right. They're just not catching the ball right now. When they start catching the ball, it's on.
Yep, I agree. Shout out to the Chiefs for paying them. Shout out to Andy Reid.
Them getting Hollywood Brown?
Shout out to, yep. No, somebody got Hollywood Brown.
Chiefs!
Oh, yeah, they did from Arizona.
I'm saying that probably going to make them unstoppable now.
Bryce, Hollywood Brown, and Kelsey?
They're probably going to make them unstoppable now. And they got enough money for another reason. He ain't getting $11 million for a year. They got enough to get another $8, $10 million, like an Odell Beckham.
Nah, they don't need that nigga.
Odell, just the hell they do. They need a possession receiver.
I don't believe in him no more. That's just me.
With Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah. It's not. It ain't nothing to do with Patrick. It's just Odell. I don't think he get open, bro. He can't get open.
That ain't the fact that he getting open. He can get open now.
I don't think he can. That's what I'm saying.
With the cast he on the field with? Yeah. I feel what you're saying. You ain't that type of receiver no more. So, like, when Dez can get open no more, he just throw the ball up. But he can't do that.
I know. So, what's the point of signing that nigga?
Again, possession receiver.
Nigga, possession receiver got to be able to get fucking open and get a catch.
No, bro. Patrick Mahomes going to throw you open.
I mean, that's a good argument. It is. I can't argue against that.
I mean, he does it now.
I can't argue against that.
Does it now.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
I'm just saying, even if it's not him, they got enough money to go get another receiver.
Yeah, yeah. Long as they don't get a motherfucking Ayuk.
Let's go to the...
That's a real possession receiver.
I think the Bills are rebuilding because they all got rid of every fucking body.
Damn, that's fucked up, Josh.
Gabe then went to the Jaguars. He getting $39 million down there. $11 million sign bonus. Jordan Poirier signed with the Dolphins.
That shit. That's
their defense right there.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on in Buffalo. Calvin, call us, nigga. See what's happening.
702-551-5261.
Say what's going on in Buffalo. Only thing I know is they be beating up Freddie Gibbs whenever he go there. And Benny the Butcher album was a mid. And you my nigga, like but this shit was mid, Benny. I ain't like it.
New niggas, Benny.
I ain't like it, Benny. And you my nigga. I don't listen to them other niggas. I can listen to three songs from the other two niggas, and then I'm done. But that album was mid. But shout out to Buffalo.
Shout out to the Chiefs.
Somebody else left. Who left? Oh, Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley
left the Jaguars.
He went to the... Where he go to?
He went to the... It's in here somewhere. Where that? It's so much shit in here.
Calvin Ridley went to Grandmama's.
4-year, $92 million with the Titans. $50 million guaranteed.
Yeah, the Titans. Damn, why you go to the Titans?
4 years, $92 million. That's why he went.
Right. Silly ass question. Hey, they paying me $92 million, nigga. That's why I went. And they got a nigga who throw the ball more.
$50 million guaranteed, bro.
They ain't got Tannehill no more. He the backup. Is Tannehill still on the team?
Nah, Tannehill gone.
Where he at?
He's a free agent.
Oh, he gonna be a backup somewhere.
Yeah.
Probably go to the backup for Sunshine. Hey, Sunshine, y'all better do something.
Mac Jones is the backup down there.
Oh, I was about to get to that. I forgot about that. You're right.
The Patriots signed him, traded for a 6-round pick.
Shit, that's cool. That's good on the Patriots. That's good business. Like, hey, get this nigga we don't want here out of here and give us something for him.
Shit, Mike about to take Trevor's job, bro.
Man, if that happens, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Hey, the Jaguars don't even look that good no more. They don't give away everybody, too.
And they've been underachieving to me.
They have
the last few.
Him and Justin Herbert, the same quarterback to me. They got pretty hair. That's it.
Hey, we be crowning. That's the problem. We be crowning white quarterbacks. The media look. White quarterbacks because the media put them, frame them like they so great, and that's what we do. And we need to stop doing that shit. Hey, nigga, put motherfucking more commercials, more sponsors with my nigga Lamar Jackson in him. He's a 2-time MVP. He black. He got a southern twang. And put him in the commercials.
All of them is
Justin
white.
Justin in commercials.
All of them.
Lawrence in commercials. Who else? Who else a white great hype? All the white people in the Patrick is mixed. So he like Drake. He like a Drake nigga.
So he can still fit.
Exactly. he still fit the narrative halfway.
He is the right shade.
Exactly.
You know what
the color. And
stop playing.
Hey. We finna stop giving white quarterbacks all of this praise so early in their career.
Yes.
That's what we're gonna do on this show. We ain't doing that. He's great. Nah, nigga. The black quarterback's great too, but they gotta win. If you talk about Lamar,
they gotta win more than one to even
exactly.
get some shit.
Every time they bring Lamar up, oh, you know, his playoff record. But what about Justin Herbert's
Kirk
playoff
Cousins
record?
Kirk Cousins got 180.
Right. What about Kirk Cousins' playoff record? What about a lot of these quarterbacks, with the exception of Joe Burrow, and he ain't won shit either.
He ain't won shit.
So, none of them won shit. Patrick Mahomes is their daddy. So, Patrick Mahomes is the daddy. That's why all y'all mix. Y'all white and black. He got all the kind of, all y'all his kids.
Stupid ass that nigga. Boy.
But y'all stop, we gonna stop crowning these white young quarterbacks so early. Just because they tall.
Stop pissing them because they have one bad season.
Exactly. Because they tall and you think, oh, prototypical. You know how the white people try
look
to
at
sell
his
that
hair.
Shit. His hair, he's 6'4". The statue, his strong arm. Man, fuck all that. Can't he play football? Do he make the right throws? Is he going to be impactful? Is he impactful?
And speaking of Justin Herbert, the Chargers done got rid of everybody.
Damn.
Keenan Allen went to the Bears.
Jim said, y'all niggas is out of here.
I don't think Weasley got picked up yet. Mike Weasley got cut.
Yeah, he got cut. He's hurt.
Austin Eckler's in Washington.
Damn, they got rid of all they.
Now, this shit like the NBA, bro. Ain't nobody on nobody's team no more. Ain't nobody on nobody's team.
We don't know who's. Ain't no staples on no teams.
Right.
I guess Lamar Jackson.
I ain't get nobody jersey no more.
Right.
The Eagles got everybody. First off, DeAndre Swift gone. So they got Saquon Barkley. They got Chauncey Gardner-Johnson back for 3 years.
They got Gainwell
million.
Still, right?
Gainwell, but yeah. They got Gainwell still. But they got Barkley. Gainwell ain't going to fucking play.
Man, that nigga hurt, though.
Right.
So, Gainwell might get, like, the ball in the red zone. They're going to have Barkley work. They're going to do that bullshit. Barkley down to the 5-yard line. Oh, they put Gainwell in and run the ball.
The Eagles got Kenny Pickett from do a trade with the Steelers. Still to get a 90 at the third round pick and 2 7s. Damn.
Damn.
He was getting picked in the 6th round. He was cheap. Aaron Jones goes to the Vikings. 1 year, $7 million. Him and Sam Darnold. Who y'all back up?
Damn. I thought we re-signed Sam Darnold. We didn't.
Nah, he went to the Rams. Vikings. Oh, y'all got a dude from the Rams. I forgot his name. He got the backup. Gardner Minshew went to the Raiders. 2-year deal. Raider fans, y'all like that? Super Dave, what's up?
That shit was dumb. Raiders, y'all better have a plan.
I like Gardner Minshew. I think they're going for a quarterback still.
Yeah, okay. As long as that's, if you just say I like Gardner Minshew to
I
be
do.
The starter.
I forever, do like him to be the starter. Like, no, I like him to be the starter.
But not for the long term.
I think he better than what people
think
he is.
Sorry, so what I'm saying is should they not try to get a a quarterback.
No, go get a younger. Go get a young dude.
All right.
Yeah.
Then let that nigga grow
behind him. Right.
I ain't mad at that.
I think Gardner Minshew better than what people think he is.
I think he's good.
He got somebody to throw the ball to now.
I think he's good. They let Renfro go.
Right.
That's crazy. Who they got Adams. Devontae. Who they running back? What's his name?
Zaire Alexander.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Devontae.
Might get somebody because it's running back. They're going to get picked late. They don't value running backs no fucking.
That's true. That's a good point.
Are all the receivers coming out this year?
They need another receiver on. Who's the other receiver outside of Devontae?
Well, it was Renfro.
I know. Nigga, he's gone. They let him go.
No, any other one.
Oh, well, they need to get some other people.
Is it Zay?
No, that nigga.
Oh, he's in. No, he's in.
Zay Flowers?
Yeah. Is that him?
No, that nigga's still in. What's his name, man? I ain't Jacksonville? Yeah, I think he's still in Jacksonville.
Okay. I see. I don't even know who it is.
That's why they let Ridley go. And Ridley was supposed to be the number one guy. That nigga on my fantasy.
$92 million.
Didn't throw the nigga the ball. I don't blame him. I would have left too. Fuck y'all.
Eagles got Devontae Parker from, you're a free agent from New England.
Who did?
He got Devontae Parker. He used to be with the Dolphins a long time. And they got Devin White. That's who I wanted at linebacker. Devin White from Tampa.
Yeah, y'all need linebackers. Y'all trash.
And I wanted him, and he was gone. I'm like, come on, Jerry.
Y'all didn't pick nobody up, huh?
They got, what's his name from, because he was going to y'all, matter of fact.
Oh, yeah, the linebacker.
Yeah, Kendrick.
Yeah, Kendrick.
And he's coming, because you know, what's his name over there now, the old coach.
Yeah, y'all need some linebackers, though.
I thought we was going to get, and they got for $7 million. Come on, Jerry. Devin White, the truth, too. I get me. He's going to be, hey, they got a lot of people again, but you ain't got the coaches, so I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Second in the NFC East, first round out to the Bucks. What?
The Eagles said, we got to make a push. What the fuck?
Jimmy G signed to the Rams. Aaron Rodgers is on the vice president for the main list.
Aaron Rodgers, you trying to be a... Aaron Rodgers crazy as hell.
He gonna say some shit that about Sandra Hook. They gonna kick him off that shit now.
That nigga Aaron Rodgers be high off that.
Bro, I don't
off
know that what he's smoking. He
off, toe, off that toe. What Mike Tyson be talking about?
Right.
Yo, he high off that toe. He be. I'd be like Aaron Rodgers just be saying shit.
Fletcher Cox retiring too from the Eagles.
Shout out to Fletcher Cox.
Got two people that's gone. Yep. He had a good career.
He had a good career. Yep. The Eagles.
Tyrod Taylor, 2-year, $18 million deal to back up Aaron Rodgers. They that also, the Jets signed Tyron Smith for 1-year, $20 million. 1-year, $20 million.
Who?
Tyron Smith.
Who the fuck is that? What position he play?
Tackle for the Cowboys. Oh. Now he with the Jets. Now, they all got like five linemen now.
The Jets need linemen, though.
Right.
Niggas.
It's like the fourth-field person.
That's why they picked Tyrod Taylor. I was like, nigga, both of these niggas might be hurt. Aaron Rodgers, then I'll be quarterback.
I play quarterback for y'all. Dropped. They ain't re-signed Zach.
They didn't?
Nah.
They should have.
He gonna be a free agent.
Yeah, he was balling, yo.
Jameis Winston to the Browns as a backup.
They just wanna have a nigga.
The Giants tried to get Jameis, too.
They tried to get Jameis?
Yeah, but he chose the Browns. And the Giants tried to get Minshew, too, but he chose the Raiders.
I would have chose the Raiders over the Giants also.
Cleveland too.
What the Giants doing? Yeah, both.
Mike Vrabel is a consultant for the Browns now.
What that mean?
They still going to lose?
He said, y'all going to still be the Browns no matter what.
Still going to be browning it up.
Why, no matter who.
Y'all. K-Dog, what's up, boy?
What's going on? We in the building.
You back overseas? You back in Saudi? Building. Holler at me. Back in Afghanistan. What else we got on this mug? Shout out to the UNLV Lady Rebels. Mountain West Conference champions. Lady Rebels, shout out.
Hey, women's basketball be better than these niggas.
I was going to bring that up since we talking about
the men and the college and the
Did you see the South Carolina game?
No. Oh, the one. No, I didn't.
First one they played LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you back in the Philippines. Hey, my son over there, man. I'm going to have to talk to you. My son over there.
In the Philippines. He over there about to have a bunch of little shugs. A bunch of Filipino shugs getting knocked out Filipino. Hey,
you know what he's doing over there.
Hey, you ever get knocked out in Filipino? Puta inamo. Pow.
Stupid ass.
All right, but yeah, the women's basketball, college and professional, looking better than the men's.
I wish I had time to bring it up.
You motherfuckers.
Tennessee had LSU beat. This girl missed both of the free throws.
Sometimes that's
so that they pressure. Moved the ball to half court, and this Cardoza shot a three, bank, and that shit went, and they won.
Hey.
That was going to be their first L, too.
Hey, good motherfucking job.
That's good coaching.
Hell yeah. That's real good coaching. And thank you for falling for the pressure, whoever missed them free throws. It's hard when you the shit on you, though. You don't be thinking about it when it's in the middle of the game, but when you got to make them, you be like, God damn it, I got to make them. If I miss, they're going to fucking see everybody's watching. Miss. Really? That's why you shouldn't think. You should just act like nobody's there. It's just me.
And that, it is, man. That shit crazy. It seems like the girls' game is better than the men's game because we know the women's names now. We don't know that many men.
And they play, to me.
They're playing defense.
And they're passing. they ain't this 101 isolation Jalen Brown Tatum shit. It's pass, the right passes, get to the open shot, get a good shot. Or they shooting like Steph Curry and shit. So man, right. Y'all better step up. We finna start only going to the lady game.
Shout out to Juju Watkins.
Hey, Juju is a motherfucking baller. Hey, y'all better start. Hey, y'all, we finna start pushing her name like y'all do the white great white hype.
Gotcha.
Don't get me wrong, Kaylin is a baller like a motherfucker.
She about to change the game
for sure. Shit. But Juju is a freshman, right?
Fresh.
Man, she is unbelievable. She probably break Kaylin's record in a year or two.
She probably will.
But the women is out here balling. Men, I don't know what y'all do. Y'all niggas out here flopping, arguing with the refs.
Speaking of the men, Juwan Howard got fired by Michigan.
That nigga record was ridiculous, 8-24 or some shit.
And Jerry Stackhouse got fired by the Vanderbilt Commodore.
Hey, just because you niggas was basketball players.
Don't mean you can coach.
Most niggas that's grit, good basketball players don't coach good.
Right.
The great ones be the niggas that just had to work hard, be smart. Phil Jackson and shit.
Go Larry start Brown, a business somewhere.
Pop.
Go start a kids camp or something.
Yeah, start a kids camp or go learn. If you want to really be a coach, y'all niggas did it off name recognition probably and y'all cachet with the school.
Now check this out. 76ers is going to honor Allen Iverson by giving him a statue in April.
AI, my favorite. I got the shoes on, nigga, every time. 90% of the time, I got AIs on.
Even in the bed, he got on AIs.
Even in the bed. Even when I'm making chili. I got on AIs. And he deserved one. Who else got a statue there?
Dr. J?
Yeah, Dr. J.
He need one if you don't.
If Dr. J don't got one, y'all disrespectful. Very. And there's one more other nigga. Moses Malone?
Undrafted. Moses
Two
Malone.
Two niggas should have it. And Allen Iverson should have one for sure, too, though.
And Bill.
Oh, yeah,
not
yeah,
Bill,
for
not
sure.
Bill, but no. Wilt. He won a championship there.
I don't know if he deserved one.
Bill?
Wilt.
I mean,
Wilt? Wilt.
Shit, yes.
Not in Philly.
Hey, dude, he won a championship there. They beat Boston.
I know, but still.
Shit, that's why they went and got fucking Bill.
That's like giving LeBron the statue in L.A., nigga. You don't deserve one.
They went and got Bill because of that motherfucker.
I know, but that's like that's like L.A. giving LeBron the statue. You wouldn't agree with that, right?
I agree.
Nigga, you think he should get one?
No.
All right, then. So motherfucking Wilt shouldn't get one. That's my point.
All right, they did give him one. Shit, he ain't got one. He ain't getting one. Shit.
He don't deserve one. Fuck out of here. LeBron, you don't deserve one in L.A. Don't even act like you think you do.
Anthony Joshua knocks out Francis. We knocked the shit out of this motherfucking team.
Hey, Anthony Joshua.
He beat the shit out of Francis, bro.
Man, that nigga need to fight somebody real, though. Who he lose to? Who beat him? Tyson Fury? Nah.
Yes.
Tyson Fury tear his ass up, huh?
I can't spell for shit. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Send us out of hell.
We out this motherfucker. Thank y'all for coming, listening, paying attention, calling in, not calling in, texting us talking about it was a good show. Put the shit on YouTube.
Put the shit on the show.
We love y'all. Let me put this song on. Let me see. Shit, I think it's the same song. Fuck it.
Give me some.
It's them niggas. Love is love. Hey. This that shit. This Sheik Loops. And motherfucking Joel Ortiz.
Thank you for tuning in to the Undrafted All-Star Sports Show. I'm Big Shug. This is
Hugh Mecca, 2 Techs Up. Remember, chocolate is the answer no matter what the question is. Bitches!
Thank you everybody for tuning in. We out!
And if you musty in a girl, you ain't getting no motherfucking plane.
You ain't for real.
I don't care if you was playing with Catman or Juju and all the motherfuckers.
He still going to put on deodorant. Put your fucking ass.
We out. Cocoa butter.
Have a great motherfucking weekend.
We like our girls soft. Hey. We like our girls soft.
Mm-mm.
If you hard, get your ass over there. To the left, like Beyonce left that nigga's nair. And the nigga stop wearing purses. That ain't fair.
Please stop wearing purses.
We gonna snatch them off and take the money.
Snatch your purse. I'm snatching purses.
Hey, we snatching niggas' purses. Nah, hey. We ain't snatching women's purses.
We out.
Peace.
Dude, say.